Thank you, Paula. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special UFC 183 conference call. UFC 183 on January 31st in Las Vegas. Anderson Silva versus Nick Diaz. Today we are joined on the line by Nick Diaz. For media asking, Anderson is traveling at this time. We are working on a separate call with him later today or tomorrow. We will keep you posted on that. But Nick is on the line, and he is available for the next 25 minutes or so. So with that being said, Paula, let's go ahead and queue up the first question.
Thank you. To ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1. Also, if you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute button is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, star 1 at this time for questions. We'll pause for just a moment. And our first question will come from John Morgan with USA Today.
Thank you very much, Nick. Appreciate the time today. I'm curious, you know, we haven't seen you in quite a while. What have you been doing to keep yourself busy during this time, and did you thoroughly enjoy your time away from the sport?
Yeah, sure. It was great. It was really different for me. Now I have a fight coming up in a couple of months. I spent the last almost 16 years with some sort of a tournament competition or an MMA fight coming up. Pretty quickly. So it's been a real experience.
And, I mean, did you keep yourself busy with, I know you're a triathlon fan and things like that. I mean, were you staying in shape and keeping yourself busy athletically, or did you just take some time off?
Well, I've been really busy with what's been going on lately. So I've had to postpone the beginning of the season, which I usually get going pretty good around this time. But I think the timing works out pretty well on account of what time they're talking about doing this fight, January, February type of thing. So I think it should work out good that way.
Sure. And I guess, Nick, what did trigger your desire to finally come back? I mean, was there any financial motivation or was there, the competition? Or what was it that triggered you to say, now's the right time for me to get back in the cage?
It was more about just my options of whether I'm getting back in there and fighting or not. And they were offering me fights, and I wasn't willing to fight for, I wasn't really interested in the fights that they're talking about for pretty much the whole year, or this last year from now. So I pretty much just dealt with different aspects of life, and it's been what it is. And we've been able to sit down and talk about it a little bit, and I think that I was looking for pretty much the biggest fight that I could get myself into. Just like always, that's what I've always done since I was 18 years old, and I made it to the UFC. Things just didn't work out the way that they were planned initially. So now here we are.
Perfect. And Nick, last question I have for you. What's your plan to get yourself ready for 185 pounds? I mean, are you going to look to add muscle and change your body a little bit, or is it just a situation where you won't have to cut weight on fight week? What's your thought process going in there?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty heavy, and I'm naturally don't really have a hard time gaining weight. I put in a lot of miles and a lot of work just to get down, under 185 pounds under 178 pounds or so for the cut. So it can be pretty rough making 170 pounds, especially if I fight back to back. Because, it's real easy for me to put on weight. So that can happen real quick when you only have a little small window to try to live life in between a fight.
Sounds good. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate the time.
And moving on, we'll take our next question from Scott Linesburg with Stockton Record.
Hi, Nick. How you been? Could you kind of, what is your management situation now? Who's managing and training you, and is it here in Stockton, or are you training in the Bay Area? What's your situation?
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
Good.
I'm actually, I'm actually, I've been all over fitness gyms right now, and then I'll probably try to base a lot of my training in Northern California, over between East Bay and Stockton, California, and Sacramento. I'll probably do some work over at Gilbert Mundo's gym in San Francisco. And the people I've been working with out here in Dallas have got a lot of good stuff for me as far as new types of fitness training and stuff. They've been really helpful with adding to the arsenal when it comes to just things that we can use for fight or training camp, and we've had a lot of time to talk about it. And, you know, I've got a lot of things done with the time I've had over the year. You know, I've had a lot of people to talk to and a lot of understandings and connections to make, so I feel good about the window I have for this training camp, and everybody's been helpful lately.
Yeah. Who's your actual manager right now, though? Do you have one?
Yeah, it's sports agent Lloyd Pearson.
Okay.
The Ballinger Group.
Cool. And also, just to hit back on another question, what would you say your walking around weight is? Like, I know you're always doing some kind of athletics, but if you're just, you know, walking around Stockton and Lodi, what's your normal weight?
Well, I try to keep myself down under, under 190, under 195 pounds if I can when it's cold and I'm not, you know, when I'm just not in the middle of race season or in the middle of fight camp, fighting at 170. But, yeah, I walk around pretty good, close to 200. It's not going to be very hard for me to put on a good 15 to 20 pounds and you know, and start to come down from there or just do what I need to do. I've fought at 180 pounds before. For me, that's what I think it's always been one of my strengths. I think I could probably fight it at, at a time I thought I could probably fight it anyway. It's, I'm a little bigger than I used to be now, being a little bit older, but, you know, I always thought I could either fight, either catch weight at 160, fight at 170, 185, maybe even 155. My brother seems to be able to do it. But I also think I can fight at 185 pounds as well. And I'd love to, you know, prove any disbeliever. I don't see why it should be a problem for me. I always thought Robbie Lawler looked great at that weight.
And one last question. When did you know inside that you'd fight again? I know there's been offers and you've talked about it and you hear your name in the media every once in a while, but when did you know that, hey, I'm, you know, I really want to come back?
You know, I didn't really ever, like, mean to make the statement that I'm retired or, you know, what I meant by the whole thing is, you know, you never really retire from martial arts. You know, it just doesn't happen. Some people don't look at it at martial arts the same way I do, with the same perspective, or they got into this or started the same way. So, what I meant to say is I'm retired from climbing ropes. I'm definitely not going to take any of the fights that they're, you know, I'm not doing anybody any favors, and I'm not doing myself a favor by taking a fight that I'm not happy with. So I'm just, that's where I stood. As far as my whole retirement game plan was, you know, I just pretty much needed some time off regardless, and you don't really get time off in the UFC with that retirement sometimes, so, or getting hurt, and I guess I don't break easy like some of these guys.
Cool. Thank you.
And next we'll hear from Neil Davidson with the Canadian Press.
Yes, thank you. First of all, welcome back, Nick.
Thank you.
You mentioned earlier that you stepped back because you weren't happy with the fights that you were being offered. I wondered, the time away from fighting, obviously you were doing other things with your life, but how do you look at that year or so? Was it a good time, opportunities to do other things, or was it frustrating that you were unable to pursue something that you're very talented at?
I think it was a really beneficial time off.
Just mentally, physically, everything?
Yeah, just all around in general. Just what needed to happen.
And you've signed a new contract, so obviously you're happy with your back, so you're happy enough to rejoin the UFC. But do you feel that fighters are getting a fair share of the pie, so to speak?
Yeah, you got to understand, like, I've fought at least 37 fights, maybe more than half of that for the UFC. And, you know, it's been, when you get into a fight, like, let's say you're in high school or, you know, you live in a small town and you have some sort of a conflict with somebody, I mean, you got to walk outside every day and deal with that. So basically, you know, you're going to have to deal with knowing that you have a fight. And it's always been like that for me. And it's, you know, it's after 37 fights, good, 16 years, being extra serious, you know, that'll do something to somebody. So, it's pretty rough. I don't recommend anybody to be a fighter. I don't. You know, fighting is not something that I enjoy doing. It's something that I do, that I feel I have to do. And that's just the way it is. And it's there's a lot to it when it comes to martial arts.
Thank you, and good luck.
And next we'll hear from Brett Okamoto with ESPN.
Hey, Nick, thank you for taking the time. I did want to ask you about the contract extension, like the last questioner. I mean, at this point, is it pretty safe to say that you are happy with the amount of money that you're making per fight in the UFC? Because that's been a contentious, you know, thing that you brought up in the past. I mean, at this point, moving forward, if you do walk away from the sport before the contract expires, would it not be for financial reasons? Would it be for just because you want to do something else?
Could you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah, well, based on the fact that you just signed a contract extension with the UFC, are you now happy with the amount of money that you'll be making per fight? Was that something that you cleared up with them, and are you past that moving forward?
Yeah, I can't complain. I can't ask for anything more. I'm happy with the deal that I made, and it's hard out there, especially when the rest of these guys aren't getting paid what they should be getting paid, and they sit around and they can't open their mouth about anything. For the most part, when it comes to, you know, what they do, they've been invested a lot in being pro MMA fighters, and a lot of them have lives on the sides, and they've had half of the fights I've had, so it's a bit different for a lot of people. But it's really a complicated road if you are an MMA fighter. Sometimes you don't know what to say to guys. Try and do what they can do, and then it doesn't work out well, and then they, you know, keep their mouth shut, and they just, they got a lot of people and a lot of family surrounded by them and depending on them, and they're very opinionative of what they're doing, and that has a serious effect on their life. I've had to go ahead and deal with what people think and what people say, and, things can work out well for you. If you do that, things can work out really bad. So it's a gamble out there. So
okay, I appreciate that. A lot of people are excited about this fight, you fighting Anderson Silva. I mean, you personally, when the contract comes, you sign, you know you're fighting Anderson Silva, is that something you get real excited about, or at this point is this a job to you and you'll enjoy training, but the actual fight itself, maybe you don't enjoy it as much as you used to, or how are you looking at a matchup with Anderson? How excited are you for it?
Yeah, like I said a couple minutes ago, you know, I don't enjoy fighting. And I don't use that word in the sport, you know. I use that word like maybe I'm starving and food's showing up soon. I'm getting excited now. That's kind of excitement that, you know, or I'm excited to have a couple of days off, or excited to, you know what I mean? Excited to fight somebody who's usually, I don't know if people are confused with that term when it comes to fighting. That's how I feel about that.
You won't necessarily enjoy yourself when you step into the cage on January 31st. That's what you're saying. It's not an enjoyable thing for you.
Definitely not. How would you enjoy fighting Anderson Silva?
Certainly no. But a lot of people, a lot of people in your profession, other fighters, would say, yeah, that fight night is the fun night for them.
Right. Exactly. This is what I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in one bit. And That's how I feel about it.
Okay. My last question is, what do you think you will weigh in for this fight? Will you be right at 185, or do you think you'll come in a little lower? Do you have any idea?
I'm sure it'll work itself out.
All right. Well, thanks, Nick. Welcome back. Appreciate it.
And next, we'll go to Thomas Gerbasi with UFC.
Hey, Nick. Welcome back. So you and Anderson are both jiu-jitsu black belts. But you've also both flirted with boxing. You know, you were supposed to fight Jeff Lacy a couple years ago. You both talked about fighting Roy Jones. When you look at this fight with Anderson, is it one where you say, yeah, maybe we're going to stand up the whole time?
No, I can't say what it's going to be. But, I mean, yeah, as far as boxing, we both have a little bit of experience in and out of boxing gyms. I think my experience came a little bit more naturally on account of my surroundings. My take on that.
Now, Andre Ward told me you probably have the best boxing in MMA, and that's a high compliment coming from a guy like that. What's your take on Anderson's boxing?
My take is that he's a kickboxer, and he has a kickboxing style. And he spent a lot of time in boxing gyms over the last couple years on account of his MMA career.
Now, Nick, you're a guy who, I looked at your bio the other day, and 30 years old, and I said, man, it seems like Diaz has been around forever. Do you see another 5-6 years in this for you, or, are you just playing it fight by fight?
Yeah, day by day, fight by fight.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
And next we'll go to Mauricio Dejo with UOL.
Hi, Nick. You once said you would fight Anderson Silva for the right amount of money. Are you getting it now? Hello?
Yeah, I'm happy with my contract. That's what, said that already. And I'm fine with my deal. I can't complain. And that's how I feel.
And what do you see? You had your fight with George St. Pierre for the title. Is it a belt on any weight class a goal for you for next fight?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
No, yeah, if you have among your goals for the future, go back for title fights.
Right. I'm looking for the biggest fight that I can get myself into, like I said already. And a title fight is one of the biggest fights that I can do. Because once you have the title, then you are important. And I already consider myself important in this sport. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on this call. So that's a big fight. That's going to sell tickets. And that's where everybody's going to benefit. That way I can do the most for my family and people that I care about. And I'll also be motivated to survive a training camp and a fight for the right reasons.
Okay, thanks.
Guys, this is Dave Schaller jumping in. We're getting close towards the end of the call here. We have a few people that are still queued in for questions, so we ask that if you could keep your questions to one or two so that we can be continuing to go through this list here. We've got about time for 5 to 7 minutes, so we'll go to Ariel Helwani from MMA Fighting next. Ariel Helwani, your line is open.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Just two questions for you. Obviously, Anderson's coming off a pretty serious injury, and it'll be, over a year since he fought. Do you expect to see the same Anderson Silva when you fight him?
You never know what you're going to get, life is like a box of chocolates, and
So it is. Okay. And are you hopeful that your comeback and you coming to terms with the UFC would open the door for your brother to be able to come back and get back on the same page with the UFC? Do you think this is a kind of a domino effect? Are you confident? Have you heard anything that this might lead to that?
I'd rather not discuss my brother's affairs. Right now he's doing his thing.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Thanks, Nick. Congrats.
Next we'll go to Dave Diebert with Post Media News.
Hi, thanks for the time, Nick. The reaction around social media, so on, after the announcement of the fight, a lot of excitement. Does it affirm any belief that you had that you were and still are one of UFC's top attractions?
What did you, I'm sorry, did you mean that, am I under the understanding that that's the way it is and what it is? Is that your question?
Well, I'm just, you've always wanted to, be paid and be treated as one of UFC's top stars. And, you know, you've been out for a long time, but as soon as as soon as fights announced involving you, the world went bananas for it. You know, does this just, is that just proof in your belief that that you are one of UFC's top stars?
Yeah, it's pretty much obvious at this point in time, but I always thought I should be where I always thought that this recognition was taking quite a while, but in actuality, I think maybe that it was just me not noticing what was going on, maybe because I had too many back-to-back fights, and there's not a lot of time to think about anything else other than dodging punches and getting your game right.
Okay, one other quick one. What's the relationship like with Dana and Lorenzo right now?
It's great. I've always had a good relationship with Dana outside the press, and especially with Lorenzo. So it's been good. Had a great time hanging out with him the other day, and get to business and get to work here.
Okay, that's good. Thanks very much, Nick.
Guys, we're going to go to our last two questions. We'll start with Steven Morocco, and then we'll go to Damon Martin from Fox Sports. Steven, you are on the hot seat. Go ahead.
Okay, Nick. First of all, I just want to ask you, how is it being on this call, answering all these journalists' questions, being back in the spotlight again?
It's normal.
It's normal. Okay.
It's normal.
In the past, you said you don't really like talking being in the spotlight too much. And I remember back in the day, Cesar Gracie said you really got anxious sometimes being in front of people.
No, that's not, crazy talk. But, you got to deal with a lot of things when you're fighting, and I like to stick to fighting. But, I've had a year off. I don't mind talking to you guys. It's great.
Just another quick one. You were talking about popularity earlier, and Dana said that you move the needle, that you're a guy who moves the needle, that you're a popular guy, and that you do that
sometimes
more.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one that's in tune with what's really going on, everybody's fighting MMA. Like I said, I think that people lie to you and tell you that they enjoy doing things they don't like to do, and it's a lot of it's a front, and they like to put on a good look in front of their family, and that way they have a positive, effect on people around them and not end up in a bad position. So they keep their mouth shut and put on a smile, or they say bullshit like they like to hurt people. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm a non-violent person. I don't I don't especially enjoy violence. I don't even, you know, like the show Ridiculous. I think it's, you know, the host is a really funny guy. I love that guy. But I hate watching people get hurt over and over again. It's not something I enjoy to do. And, you know, some of these guys say, I just want to hurt somebody, or I just want to go out there. I just love it. And it's just, sometimes I'm just like, you know, you're full of shit. And, you know, I do what I do because I got to do it for whatever reasons are, you know, behind it. And a lot of it has to do with just my martial arts background. And I don't think if there's any quit in me, that I would have made it this far anyways. It's, you could call it a curse, if you will, or whatever you want. Yeah, that's just how I feel.
So basically, you tell the truth. That's what makes you different.
But, yeah, it makes a very big difference, I think, in the outcome of what happened to me and my whole situation. So, versus these other guys. And, you know, a lot of these guys are great. I love them, you know. But sometimes it's just, I don't think they have time to sit there and be that fanatical, or they didn't start out that far back where they come to these understandings. And it's not everybody's the same. You know, there's sometimes, yeah, you know, sometimes you realize there's more to life. It's just you're getting in where you can fit in this sport. And you know, these guys wind up on the top of the top, regardless. You know, they show up, they wind up with a, you know, good management team or whatever they have, people backing them. And you know, I didn't start out with that. I didn't really understand that. I've come into a lot of new understandings this year, and it was a good experience. And I can see things a lot more clearly than ever before, I should say.
And our final question will come from Damon Martin with Fox Sports.
Hey, Nick, thanks for taking the time. Real quick, I just want to ask, you know, you talk very openly, and you've said this in the past, that you don't really enjoy fighting. It's not something you're passionate to do. It's just what you have to do. Would you say this last year and a half or a year that you've been off, have you been a happier person? Have you had a better life away from fighting?
Yeah, I suppose, sure. I mean, it's been a really productive time off. So that's been a good time for me. It's been positive. And, you know, I wasn't stressing out about having a fight or taking a fight. The right fight wasn't there for me at the time. So that was fine for me. And like, you know, I said before, I don't need much. You know what I mean? That's just, you know, I can survive without fighting. The thing is, you know, I want to do the best I can like everybody else.
And my last question, Nick, you know, you've said that, you know, you took a stand and obviously waited for the right fight to come around, waited for the right contract to come around. Do you think you could be an example to other fighters that are not willing to maybe speak up or speak out, as you said earlier? Would you like to be that person and say, look, it can happen if you stand up for it? Or do you feel like it's going to continue to be the status quo where more guys won't say things like that?
The thing is, I've been an example for a really long time now, you know. For other fighters, I've been here longer. You know, people like to say stuff like, oh, I shouldn't be in the top 10. Some of these guys open their mouth, they get me bumped out of the rankings. Like, I care. I know where I stand. And, you know, these guys learn how to fight by watching me. And, we're just a lot different. A lot of us, guys out there.
Thank you, Nick.
And that concludes the question and answer session. I'll turn it back to our host, Mr. Dave Schaller.
Thank you, Paul. And I want to say thank you to Nick Diaz for taking the time, as well as his agent, Lloyd Pearson, for joining us today. Thank you to all the media who are on the call. We will keep you posted on availability with Anderson Silva when we know more. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks again to Nick and Lloyd.